I'll now hand you over to my best man, Eddie. Wow, wow, wow. Second time's a charm, eh, Billy boy?
Oh, God.
Substitution courtesy of Paddy Power. Embarrassing Eddie makes way for sensible Samuel.
Cool, that was close.
You might not always pick the right starter, but your sub can still deliver. Because with Paddy's Super Sub, your bet rolls over to the player coming on. Paddy Power.
Valid on selected leagues and markets only. Pre-match and in-play bets on qualifying player outcome selections only. T's and C's and exclusions apply. 18+. Gambleaware.org.
Here's your afternoon TNB Tech Minute for Friday, January 23rd. I'm Julie Chang for The Wall Street Journal. Intel stock dropped sharply after the chipmaker swung to a larger-than-expected quarterly loss. The stock, which has more than doubled in value over the past 6 months, slid more than 17% today. The company swung to a loss in the fourth quarter, and it forecast further losses in the first quarter of this year as it spends heavily to ramp up production of its latest chips while it contends with an inventory shortage. Investors have eagerly awaited news about clients for Intel's chip fabrication business. However, executives said customer announcements won't come until later in the year. Uber is planning to let AI make the calls in customer service. That's according to CEO Dara Khosrowshahi, who spoke to the WSJ Leadership Institute at Davos, Switzerland.
We are empowering AIs. We're throwing away all the rules. And we're telling the AI, use your common sense.
He says Uber plans to roll out the customer service AI gradually in smaller markets where the inevitable mistakes will be less costly. And shares in Eastern European arms maker CSG surged 28% on their trading debut in Amsterdam, valuing the company at more than $37.5 billion. CSG makes armed vehicles, defense electronics, ammunition, and advanced defense systems. It operates in Europe, the US, and Asia Pacific, and supplies NATO. According to Euronext, the IPO represents the world's largest defense IPO ever recorded, reflecting the strength of European defense stocks since Russia's large-scale invasion of Ukraine in February 2022. And that's it for your TMB Tech Minutes. We'll have another Quick Tech update Monday morning.